From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The House is set to vote today on a stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government running past Friday when the current temporary spending measure expires. The new stopgap bill would provide funding for 2 weeks and includes $4 billion in budget cuts. Republicans want a total of $60 billion in cuts through September. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is calling on Senate Democrats and their leader to take notice.
It's up to Harry Reid to answer to the members of his body and then thus their constituents as to where they stand.
The president reportedly wants a 4-week stopgap spending bill. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner tells Congress this morning that the White House wants legislation to overhaul the troubled mortgage finance giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac enacted within 2 years. But Republicans say they want to move even faster and get the government out of supporting the mortgage business. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what's at stake here?
Craig, specifically, it's the role of the government in helping people buy homes. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were established by the government to purchase mortgages from lenders, including banks, and that gives the lenders more ready cash to make more home loans. Then Fannie and Freddie bundle these mortgages into securities, sell them to investors, and guarantee them.
So, Paul, what went wrong? Taxpayers wound up bailing out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Well, the same thing that went wrong elsewhere in the mortgage industry. Fannie and Freddie waded into the subprime mortgage market, then they found themselves in a really troublesome situation when that market imploded.
So what's the big difference between Republican and Democratic lawmakers on this issue?
Republicans, by and large, want the government out of this business completely and quickly. Most Democrats, including the president and Geithner, want a more gradual approach. They want to make sure that overhaul leaves lower and middle income people adequate access to mortgage financing with protections from unscrupulous lending practices.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. Rebel forces in Libya have been battling paramilitary groups and soldiers loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to a draw in fighting that stretched through the night in a key oil city near the country's capital. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, says the Pentagon is repositioning American warships in the region so they will be ready, if needed, to help the Libyan people.
The movement of assets that was described and the preparations that are underway are for the possibility, not a likelihood, that there could be a real humanitarian disaster in Libya as this situation unfolds.
Rice, interviewed on CBS's The Early Show, she says evidence shows that Libyan leader Gaddafi is basically delusional because he just does not understand what's going on the ground in his country. On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are holding on to some narrow gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 17 points at 12,243. The Nasdaq Composite Index is about even at 2,777. This is NPR News from Washington. 3 NATO soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan in bombings and firefights. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul that fighting is ongoing in the south and east of the country.
Fighting continues in southern Afghanistan along the Pakistani border in the provinces of Helmand and Kandahar, where a U.S. troop surge has taken hold of many long-standing Taliban strongholds. As the winter ends, NATO officials are braced to see how strongly the insurgents will come back when the traditional fighting season resumes in the spring. Heavy combat also continues in the eastern part of the country, including provinces like Logar and Wardak that are just miles from the Afghan capital. Taliban fighters are also expected to be returning soon from safe havens inside Pakistan to the mountains in northeastern Afghanistan in provinces like Paktia and Kunar. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Hollywood star Jane Russell has died at the age of 89 in California.
Should I blush like a tree of Macintoshes?
Russell was discovered by eccentric billionaire Howard Hughes, who put her on the path to stardom with lead roles in films in the 1940s and 50s. One of Russell's best-known films was Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, in which she co-starred with Marilyn Monroe. An emergency crew in Oregon has rescued a family whose four-wheel drive vehicle got stuck in deep snow on a mountain road near McMinnville on Sunday. James Sparks said he had driven his family up to look at the new fallen snow when they became stuck, and he says the longer they were stranded, the more frightened they became.
You know, at first it was kind of panic because so we had our 10-month son with us, and, you know, so it was very scary.
Sparks says he managed to walk to an area where he could get cell phone reception and call for help. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.